This message titled Pray About It teaches how to respond to ill will and hatred. Pastor encourages to give yourself unto prayer and explains the types of people to whom you should not share your plans.
Let's open our Bibles tonight to Psalms 109, a very short word. Psalms 109, verse 4 and 5. For my love, they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. And they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Psalms 109, verses 4 and 5. For my love, they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. And they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. A psalm of David. Verses 1 onwards. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. Third verse. They compassed me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. For my love, fourth verse, they are my adversaries. Fifth verse, they have rewarded me evil. They. But I can't do anything about they. All I can do is about, but I have given myself up to prayer. But I have given myself unto prayer. Amen. Tonight I want to title the message, Pray About It. The circumstances maybe you might not be able to control. Other people's tongue, behavior, their ill will, their hatred, you won't be able to control. The only thing that you can control is how you're going to respond to it. And here the psalmist is saying, for all that they have done to me, I have given myself unto prayer. They are scheming, they are doing things, they're speaking bad about me, but I have given myself unto prayer. The issue is not what others are doing to me. The issue is my response to it. They've hurt me. They lied about me. They did me wrong. They schemed against me. These are all different translations of the same words. But I have given myself to prayer. The Hebrew for that word, I have given myself to prayer, is I am prayer. I wanted to say that with me. I am prayer. My very life is a prayer. I am prayer. That's the Hebrew translation of that word. I am not frustrated. I am not an addict. I am not a bitter person. I am not a failure, but I am prayer. Prayer is not something that I do. Prayer is who I am. I have not given up into bitterness, but I am prayer. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I am not worried. I am not discouraged. I am not depressed. I am not disappointed. I have not given up unto suicide. I can't hear you. I am prayer. I am not revenge. I am not a divorcee. I am not a victim. A Christian cannot be a victim. What the Hebrew of that word is, I am prayer. It's not mind over matter, it's the word over matter. Life happens, things happen in life. The issue is not what is happening in your life, but what happens inside of you. And the psalmist is saying, I am prayer. Glory to God. 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 He could have said, I am offended. I am upset. I am just terribly frustrated. That's not what the psalmist said. I am prayer. Offense is an event. But being offended is a choice. Jesus said, offense will come to us all. But staying offended is a choice. The choice of the psalmist was, I am prayer. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. He could have said, I'm a confused person. No, he said, I am prayer. With everything, I didn't know what you're going through. But tonight, the grace to have this word in your heart and this anointing operating in your life to be a vessel of prayer, where you pray unto the Father through the blood of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the help of the Holy Spirit of God, where your life is transformed by the goodness of God, by the love of God, by the healing power of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. People who do not pray when they go through trouble, and everybody goes through some trouble or the other, get confused. One of the signs of a man or a woman who is not praying is confusion. If you are confused in life, it means your prayer temperature is down. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 33. God is not an author of confusion. So God is not the author of confusion. God does not give confusion to anyone. There are people who are confused. They're confused about their life. They're confused about their marriage. They're confused about... Some people are confused about their own sex. They're not sure whether they're a man or a woman. Man feels like a woman. Woman feels like a man. They're confused over their gender. Some people are confused whether they should marry A or B or C. Pray, especially about marriage. Pray. Job 10 verse 15. Job 10 and verse 15. Can you read that for me, please?
If I be wicked, woe unto me. And if I be righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. I am full of confusion. Therefore, see thou mine affliction.
See, therefore, see my affliction. So if you're confused, there is affliction that comes along with that. Confusion promotes affliction. God wants you to be a vessel that has got clarity. When things happen in life, when life just happens, you and me are called to be a man, a woman of prayer. I am prayer. Somebody was going to have a child this month. Name your child prayer. I am prayer. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7.
Be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication.
With thanksgiving.
Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Let the peace of God guard your heart and mind. When you pray, instead of confusion, what God gives you is peace. Paul is saying, let every request be made known unto God through prayer and supplication and thanksgiving. And the peace of God will guard your heart and your mind. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of Jesus tonight. In everything, pray. Talk to the Lord about it. Tell Him everything that is happening in your life. Lay it at the feet of Jesus. Glory to God. And the peace of God will fill your heart and mind. Look at that psalmist. The psalmist is saying, for all they have done against me, I have given myself to prayer. What would you do? I told you, tonight's word is a very simple word. The Holy Spirit just enlightened me on this one word. What would you do? You would look to find your set of friends to whom you can go and share your burden with. But that's not what the psalmist said. As a matter of fact, you know, when you go through trouble or when you go through whatever, never share everything to anyone. There are six types of people that you should never reveal your plans to. One group is called the dream thieves. You write a song and you share that song with somebody, and somebody else brings out an album with that song, with their photo. You bring out a business idea, somebody takes it, and somebody goes ahead and does business with that. They're called dream thieves. God told Samson, Samson went into trouble when he began to open his mouth and reveal the secret of his strength to Delilah. The Christians, believers, you need to know how to be coded, how to have your inner passport of the Holy Spirit, password coded. Never share with people who belittle you, especially when God speaks to you. The book of Nehemiah, the 4th chapter, verses 2 and 3. Read through that, please. Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. Yes. Yes. When Nehemiah was about to build the wall because of a vision or what God had spoken to him. The fourth chapter, verse 1. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we built the wall, he was angry and he was greatly upset and mocked and made fun of the Jews. Second verse. He spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews, will they fortify themselves? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which they have burned? And Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they built, even if a fox should go up, he said, even break down the stone wall. Can you imagine that? Share a vision, start something, and immediately Sanballat and Tobias began to come and beat them. Never share with people who are jealous of you. They might not be bad people, but when you speak about your troubles, they are happy and they'll say they'll pray with you. But the moment you get your breakthrough, they're kind of cold and distant. In other words, something called J, and that's not Jesus, the small, begins to grip their heart. See, they are struggling with envy. So for them not to fall into greater sin, you need to stay silent. Are you one who will be happy if I share my testimony with you? Or are you one who is more comfortable if I share my problem with you? Have you seen pastors who always have problems? Because the moment they share their testimony of what God did for them, there is somebody who is upset. That is why you need to be spiritually intelligent and discerning. Joseph, the trouble that he went through is because he shared his dream with his own brothers. Can you imagine his own brothers? Then there are the talebearers. They're also not bad people, good people. But they gossip a little bit. Proverbs 11 verse 13. Look at that. Proverbs 11 verse 13. A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. So never share what God reveals to you with everyone. Because somebody is going to be a broadcasting station. They're going to be news 24/7. They're going to be the CNN, Christian Network. And there are people who always are full of negative energy. Never share with them either. You share with them, they'll tell you why that can't be done. They will tell you why your vision, why your dream cannot come to pass. They might be very logical, but they kill your initial faith. Now, there are times you need to go. There's comfort and safety in multitude of counselors where you need to open out and speak and get wisdom. That is important. But sometimes you listen to people so much that you forget what God said. Numbers 13:33, the 12 leaders of the 12 tribes went through the land 10 of them came with what is called a wrong confession, unbelief. They said there are giants, there are walls. We are like grasshoppers. And they released that fear, that negativity into the entire crowd. They forgot what God said. Indeed, there were giants. Indeed, there were walls. But Joshua and Caleb only remembered what God had spoken to them. What God says to you has to be stronger than what people say to you. Glory to God. That is why David is a man of prayer. He's got this relationship with the Lord. He knows you can't go and share your troubles or even your plans. He remembered what God had spoken to him. Glory to God. And he became a man of prayer. Also, one more group of people that are called the destiny blockers. There are people who will block your success. Because if you succeed, they feel they'll be left behind. The sky is so wide, there is enough space for every bird to fly. Glory to God. You be a man, a woman of prayer. Saul began to eye David to kill him, to make sure that he didn't succeed. 1 Samuel 18, 8 and 9. There are people who eye you, who look to see where you will reach, what will happen to you. And when there is trouble around you, this is what you need to know in your heart. That I am prayer. I am prayer. I have a God who spoke to me. Glory to God, who will bring his prophecies to pass in my life. Glory to God. My God will bless me. He will take care of me. He will uphold me with his mighty right hand. Look at somebody and say, be a man, a woman of prayer. Glory to God. Say it to another person. If there are another person, sit next to you, say it to another person, be a man, a woman of prayer. Glory to God. I am a man of prayer. 1 Corinthians 11:23. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23.
For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which...
That's enough. I have received from the Lord that which also I delivered unto you. So in prayer, there is a place where you lay yourself at the feet of Jesus and you receive from the Lord. Only what you receive from the Lord, you can give. Jesus told the disciples, when you go into a house, speak peace. It is not something that you do just with your mouth, say peace, and you have no peace inside. You yourself are dysfunctional. And you're going into a house and quoting Matthew 10 and saying, peace. As well say parota and peace. Glory to God. That's a great combination. Parota and green peas. Glory to God. Feeling hungry? Focus on the word. If you're hearing from outside India and you have never been to Kerala, you should try out parota and peas when you come here. See, only if you have peace inside that you've received from God can you speak peace. ദൈവം നമുക്ക് തരുന്നത് പകരാനുള്ളതാണ്. What I receive, I can give. Romans chapter 1, verse 11.
For I long to see you.
Paul is writing to the church in Rome and saying, I long to see you.
That I may impart unto you some spiritual
gift. See, that I might impart unto you
some spiritual gift.
I've received something from God and that I want to impart to you some spiritual gift that you may be established. And Romans 1 and verse 15 says, I am not, read on, 1:15.
So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also.
See, he's received the gospel from the Lord. And he's saying, I'm willing to share that to the people in Rome too. I've received something. See, what you receive in prayer is what you can give. The blessing of the gospel is the greatest blessing. In Acts chapter 8 and verse 8, Philip in Samaria, the moment he began to minister, there was great joy. So this man carried joy that he could release joy in an entire city. So in prayer, you learn to receive from God. You don't become bitter, dysfunctional, discouraged, depressed with what is happening around you. But you go to the Lord in prayer and receive from Him. And what you receive from Him, you release it to others. What Abraham received from God, Abraham gave to his son Isaac. Isaac gave to his son Jacob. Jacob gave to his children. What they received. You can never give something that you don't receive from God. And that is why prayer is so important. You know, there are three types of people. One is called the instructors. The instructors will give you points. They'll instruct you. But there is no change, no blessing in it. I mean, if you are teachable, maybe it might help you to a certain extent. Otherwise, you take the notes and then you go. Then there are the inspirers. Their message, their song, their life, the way they brought up the business, it inspires somebody. Wow. But that is for some time. After that, you are a zero. You were inspired for that moment and then you go. And then there are the imparters. Those are the ones who have gone to the Lord in prayer, received from God, and who impart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've seen some of those. Now you look at Binihin, he's an imparter. You look at Paul Young, which was an imparter. There's an impartation that takes place. They just don't come and preach 5 points. They might say a few points, but it's not that. It's something has happened. I'm an imparter. Every breakthrough that I get, every miracle, every grace that I move into, every pastor should be that. Every Sunday school teacher should be that. Every businessman should be that. the world cannot impart. Only what God gives you can impart. If your business came from God, then there is wisdom that you can impart. Leviticus chapter 9, verse 23-24. Leviticus 9, verse 23-24.
And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation.
Moses and Aaron went up into the tabernacle of the congregation.
And came out.
And came out.
And blessed the people.
See, they went into the presence of God, received something from God, came out and
blessed the people.
And blessed the people. First you go to the Lord. David is a man like that. Everything around his life is negative, but he says, I am a man of prayer. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than live in the tents of the unrighteous. Glory to God. One day in the courts of the Lord is much better than 1,000 days elsewhere. He needs to take his harp, his songs, and worship the Lord. He needs to come into the presence of God in worship. Glory to God. The presence that comes upon him is driving the devil out of soul. It's destroying the works of the enemy around in and around him. Glory to God. Glory be to God. Every parent should be like that. You be an instructor, you're not helping them much. They might listen to you for a moment, but somebody whom they think is greater than you comes and speaks to them, they'll just psh. But you are an imparter. You've gone to the presence of God with their need and cried before God, prayed, and you received something from God. Wow, that addiction will break in your child. There is something that you're imparting. Glory to God, 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 glory to God. Razila Matuzi Nahisaka Fragalus Tenacious Materia. Latuzinem from Elise, the Fantasius Maltika Froskateria. In the Raptri, lift your hands before the Lord. Rakazi Katosi and Telis Maraidiana. Jibrakazi and Prabhauskateria. Through the blood of Jesus, you have access into the presence of the Father. Don't look at the circumstances. Don't look at what's happening in your life. Get to the throne room of God. Approach the throne of God to receive grace and mercy, to receive from Him. Healing for your soul. Liberty for your soul. Liberty for your body. Breakthrough for your finance. Breakthrough for your generations. Receive from the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lakatos and Tefili in Imaus area. Adurigatagam, Chalavere Padishu Tatma Vedu Matrigiana, Impatraki Matrigiana. Ninde Vedanil Kudingi Karakanala, Vedaniki Nanegamere Vidivikuan, Devan the new Rubaramaki Giana, Librabanam, Durabam, Vicious Manam, Del Prabadari Katagam, Vicious Malta Pragala Katagam, Jana Bodi, Pramaliam, Jaswatala Dia. Limpristalonium, Sveteri, Limaria, Tonos, Sveteria. Come on, church, worship Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Licofros, the Lamjas, Ventalius, Venitiaria. Rampala, Namani, and Taisel, Limotes, Waltakele. Zaga pragale damanai di maludu sefenti ni amshus walatika pragale noiste. Glory to God, 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 glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Second Corinthians chapter 2 verse, I think it's 15. Second Corinthians 2:15.
For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ.
We are the fragrance of Christ. Say that with me. Fragrance of Christ. Ephesians 5 verse 2. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2.
And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for
as a fragrance.
For a sweet smelling fragrance.
As a sweet smelling fragrance unto God. Look at Christ. Walk in love as Christ walked. He gave himself unto God as a sweet fragrance. John chapter 12, we know the story. Mary takes that box or that bottle of perfume, breaks it at the feet of Jesus, begins to pour it out on the Lord's feet, and the fragrance is filling that home. Glory to God. That fragrance begins to fill that home. That fragrance even tonight is flowing. Even we are smelling that fragrance after 2,000 years. Because Jesus said, wherever the gospel is preached, what she has done will be preached. Even that fragrance of what she did is even radiating now. What am I trying to say? What she had stored is what she was able to give. The perfume that she had stored and kept, she was able to break it out. When you go through all kinds of situations, go to the Lord. Your prayer is like what you say, it's like a spiritual battery. It's like an energy bar. It's like a battery. You're praying, nothing is happening. People are speaking bad about you. Things are going wrong, but you're spending time in the presence of God. You're going like, Shakala Katuzi Nefrekeliste. You're crying before God. You're worshiping the Lord. You are seeking the face of God. Without you realizing, you're storing up. Storing up. Life, energy is being stored up in your spirit. You don't realize it. No prayer is a waste. You're storing up. You're storing it up. As a matter of fact, when you look at 2 Thessalonians 1:11 in the Message Bible, please. 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 11, Message Bible. There is an interesting scripture. 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 11, Message Bible.
Because we know that this extraordinary day is just ahead, we pray for you all the time.
We pray for you all the time.
Pray that our God will make you fit for what He's called you to
that
be.
That God will make you fit for what He is
called you to
called
be.
You to be.
Pray that He'll fill your good ideas.
Pray that He will fill your good ideas
and acts of faith.
And acts of faith
with His own energy.
With His own energy. So you have good thoughts, great plans, great dreams, but there's nothing stored inside of you. You only pray in a crisis. At least pray. But even when there's no crisis, when you are like saving up, spending hours in the presence of God, you're storing up energy. Glory to God. And this energy is needed to fulfill your goals.
That it all amounts to something.
That all that you do amounts to something. Otherwise you can be working, you can have great strategies, great business ideas, but nothing is materialized because there is no energy released to fulfill that. You might be really smart, great plans, but no energy to release that. Mary stored up, and when the time came, it filled the earth, that fragrance. It filled that room, that home. So I pray tonight, doesn't matter what is happening around you, there is only one response for you. Whoever is against you, You forgive. You are not bitter. You are not upset. You are not angry. You are not rebellious. You are not frustrated. You are not dejected. You are not discouraged. But you are a man, a woman of prayer. You go into the presence of God. Glory to God. Receive from God. And be willing to give that out. Glory to God. Let the love of God flow out of you. The grace of God flow out of you. The goodness of God flow out of you. And the energy that you stored up over the years. Glory to God. Look at somebody and say, there is divine energy in me. Only one thing to remember. Ecclesiastes 10:1. Make sure that when you store up the oil or the fragrance or the perfume box, there are no flies in it. You keep it from flies. Keep it pure. Glory to God. Don't allow when you're stirring up in prayer for things that defile to get into your system. You keep your vessel pure before God. And when it's time to see manifestations of blessings, you just have to open your mouth and speak out the word, and God will do it. Angels will go forth to do it. Tonight, may this word be a blessing to you. Glory to God. Your prayers are not a waste. You and me, we are men and women of prayer. Glory to God. Don't look at circumstances, what is happening around you. Look unto Jesus Christ, the pioneer and the perfecter of your faith.